The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, Ro. How are you doing today?
Well, I have to say, l'chaim, or because you're tasting whiskey, I have to say slangiva, which is the traditional Scottish way of saying, you know, cheers. It's my favorite time on a Thursday, which is Whiskey Thursday.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got three wonderful whiskies with us in studio today, and I'm getting to know them all intimately.
So what are you tasting? I know that there's a Shivers because I was patched in to hear Shivers. What else do you have?
Well, we've got three different expressions of Shivers. Abungile, the three expressions are?
The Shivers 12, Shivers Extra, and the Shivers 18.
The only thing that's missing is the Shivers on my desk right here in Israel. So let's get to the Israel report.
Absolutely. Let's do that. So tensions are definitely continuing to escalate on the Temple Mount. And apparently Netanyahu has begun talks with the Jordanian king.
Well, things are escalating to dangerous levels, more clashes between security forces and worshippers on the mount. We kind of have two schools at the moment. You have the Waqf calling for a boycott of worshipping on the Temple Mount until the security cameras and the metal detectors are removed. And you have others who wish to continue as normal. And let me just remind listeners that in Israel, as with most places around the world, if you want to get into a shopping mall or somewhere, you have to go through a metal detector. And this is for our own security. So the intention behind putting up metal detectors and security cameras is to ensure the security and the safety of worshippers on the Temple Mount, which is a very, very holy place. And I also want to point out to listeners that if you go down to the Kotel, which is where Jews are allowed to pray, it's the Western Wall, what we are allowed access to of our holy temple, we still have to go through metal detectors, and there are cameras everywhere. So it's not like the government is singling out any particular group of people. These are stringent security issues or processes that are taking place to ensure maximum security. However, it is causing an uproar. It is causing tension. And Prime Minister Netanyahu is in talks with the King of Jordan and Saudi Arabia to try and find a solution to this. And Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has cut short his trip to China to come back and try and deal with the tension that is erupting throughout Jerusalem. And what this has resulted in as well is we have had to increase the presence of our troops in the West Bank because we are ahead of tomorrow, Friday prayers, and there has been a call by the ruling Fatah party for mass prayer, not on the Temple Mount, but in town squares. And there is a worry that things could escalate and become violent tomorrow.
Well, let's hope that that doesn't happen. And sticking with the Temple Mount, it seems that the police may deny Muslims entry onto the Temple Mount over the growing security concerns.
Well, on Friday, because there have been these calls to protest or calls to have mass prayers, the police might actually restrict or stop Israeli Muslims. I don't say all Muslims, I just say Israeli Muslims on the Temple Mount, and they have said that they will reach the mount at any costs. So it's a very, very, very tense time at the moment in the Old City in Jerusalem, and tomorrow we are anticipating a really, really tough day.
Well, all of our thoughts and hopes are with you all. Operation Good Neighbor. The IDF is exposing for the first time the extent of its humanitarian aid in Syria.
Well, this is quite incredible. You know, we've spoken a lot on the Israel Report about Israel's incredible humanitarian outreach into Syria. Now, Syria is regarded as an enemy country. There are no good relations between Israel and Syria. However, because of the incredible and often very, very done in very, very dangerous conditions, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, are providing Syrians who have been affected by the civil war war with humanitarian aid, including hospitals, including evacuating them to our hospitals here, including medicines, insulin, clothing, food, a tremendous amount of humanitarian aid that's been taken through all the time. In fact, since the operation was launched, it is estimated that over 600 Syrian children accompanied by their mothers have come to Israel for treatment, and hundreds of tons of food, medical equipment, clothing have been sent across to Syria, also clearly bearing Hebrew labels from Israeli companies. And this is the first time the IDF are exposing the extent of this humanitarian aid, the operation called Operation Good Neighbor. And what it has done is tremendously increased the cooperation between ordinary Syrians and the IDF. And if you do speak to our soldiers who do go in on the ground there, they have said that when they speak to the Syrians no longer regard Israelis as enemies, but they see them as friends, as people who have actually saved their lives. And that we're also sending in tons of baby formula, medical supplies, diesel fuel, and generators, also very, very important, generators being sent in, as well as 1,800 packages of diapers, flour, oil, sugar, salt, canned beans, and dried goods. So really, really incredible. And I ask the listeners, please, to Google Operation Good Neighbor and see what our army, often castigated and called war criminals, see for yourself what our army is doing on the ground there in Syria, and we can be most proud.
Yes, you know, I was actually quite surprised that the IDF has exposed the full extent of its services over here, because for many years they've been reticent to let everyone know what they were actually doing in order to protect those operations.
Well, I don't think they're going to expose everything in its greatest detail, but they have exposed the extent of what they're doing and just how much humanitarian aid is going into Syria on a daily basis. So I think that we could not be more proud of Israel's Defense Forces as she continues to look after Syria's civilians.
Without a doubt. And speaking of pride, Radiohead is rocking Israel.
Well, did Radio rock Israel or did Radiohead rock Israel? And what we have seen over the last couple of weeks, or maybe even months, is Radiohead taking a firm stance against BDS. So not only was there that interview in Rolling Stone magazine where they said that somebody like Roger Waters is profoundly condescending. In fact, those were Tom York, the lead singer of Radiohead, who I must just tell you is married to an Israeli. He met his future wife in Israel. You see what happens when you come to Israel, people. Mm-hmm. So not only did he say that, but they played another music festival where BDS supporters were in the front, and he actually flipped them the middle finger, which we can't show on radio, but use your imagination. He then took on Ken Loesch. Ken Loesch is a director who ironically is profiting from Israelis by screening a movie that he directed in Israel, and he has said, well, any proceeds from that will go to the Palestinians. So fair enough. But that hasn't stopped Radiohead from playing here. And Michael Stipe, the lead singer or former lead singer of REM, also coming out last week to give his support for Radiohead, saying that, you know, whether or you agree or not with the occupation, or whether you agree or not with Israeli politics, we are here to encourage dialogue and discourse. And Tom York said, you know, because he doesn't agree with Donald Trump wouldn't stop him performing in America. So whether or not he agrees with Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't mean he will stop performing in Israel. It's all about the people and not about the politics. So Radiohead took to the stage, the very, very hot stage in Tel Aviv last night, and rocked Tel Aviv like nobody's business. And it really is the summer of hot acts, and they just keep continuing. We said shalom to Guns N' Roses last weekend, Radiohead this week, and the hits just keep on coming, and no pun intended.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's almost come to the stage, especially considering how much opposition Radiohead has actually fought off, that one could almost call him the Wonder Woman of the music world.
Well, it seems that Wonder Woman has sparked a trend, and I think you're right. I think whether it's our gorgeous Gal Gadot who's wowing the world as Wonder Woman, well, there's a lot of W's in there, might need to have a scotch, but also these incredible rockers. We've heard from Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. I mean, he spoke about making Aliyah. We've heard from Tom York of Radiohead. So a lot of artists coming out and saying, you know, we're sick and tired of you, Roger Waters, and your ilk. You are contrary to everything that we stand for. And Radiohead as well, their supporting act were Arab Israelis. And these Arab Israelis said, you know, in our culture, music is the language of dialogue and of bridge building, and we don't subscribe to anything that people like Roger Waters and those who encourage boycott say. So it's really, really incredible. It's been an incredible summer so far, and I think it's only going to get more so.
Without a doubt. Rolene, thank you so, so much once again for an unbelievably informative Israel report. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom, and I can't wait to speak to you again next week.
Shabbat Shalom and L'chaim. Have a wee dram for me.
Will do. Thank you so much, Ro.